gods and answer
from heaven.
My answer from heaven. I've got an answer.
The grace of God. It is a message that the Holy Spirit placed in my heart for you. It's going to give every one of you an understanding of the spiritual side of your Christian walk. And I pray that you will learn to walk with the grace of God more than you have worked with him. A pastor that is looking to maximize the influence of those in his church that carry special grace, this will benefit you. Members of the church that carry special graces will begin to identify and understand that they do carry something, and how to maximize that grace that they carry. And also members will begin to understand how to take advantage of the grace that their pastor is carrying. And generally ministers in the body of Christ must understand how to bring special graces that's on other people into their calling and into their ministry. You will be looking at how to bring the grace factor into your career, into your business, into your ministry, into your marriage. And Christians will learn how to tap into the special graces that is on others, whether in the house or on other people. Praise God. For many of you, that this word is going to be part of your equipment going into the future, you won't accuse me that I failed to equip you. Paul said, I'm free of the blood of all men, for I have not kept from you any of the truth that will help you to be what God wants you to be. I know his grace.
I know his grace.
I know his grace.
It is full of his power.
It is full of his power and his loving kindness. And I know, yes, I know that.
When I'm weak, he opposes me.
in His loving hands. Through His grace, He stood watch for my life. Through His grace, I have faith that gives me peace. And I know, yes, I know that I know. I know His grace. My path, your great face to hold, and may hence be
strong. Freedom was to do Lord, of my part, Jesus. Oh, your great face to hold,
and may hence be strong.
John chapter 1 verse 16. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. God is the God of all grace, but all grace come to humanity through one channel, Jesus Christ. So if you ever see a man that does not know Jesus, he does not have grace. Now, he may be a great human being, but he's not operating in grace. All grace comes to humanity through Jesus Christ. So write that down. God is the source of all grace. Jesus is the channel of all grace. The Holy Spirit is the medium of impartation of grace. However, there are three forces that you can see in a man's life. Three forces that you can see in a man's life. Number one are natural forces. Number two, demonic forces. And number three, divine forces. Natural forces include such forces as ancestry. Ancestry is a force that can be good or bad, largely open to the devil to manipulate. You have found families that the father is an accountant and all his children are accountants. You have found families that the father is a lawyer and all the children are lawyers. You have found families that all the children are doctors because their father is a doctor. You have found families of musicians, families of different professions, sports and different things. We have found situations that a goalkeeper gave birth to a son that is also a world-class goalkeeper. There are forces of the ancestry. God arranged it like that. Amen. But the devil can hijack it and use it negatively. Not everything in your ancestry is negative. So when we talk of, we break the negative ancestral flow, we are dealing with the negative side. Amen. And whether you like it or not, your son is going to manifest certain things in you. Your daughter is going to manifest certain things in you. For the sake of your children, you must kill the negative things in you so they don't transfer through the gate of birth to your children. Other forces in the natural and unnatural side are secular training. Secular training, different kinds of secular training that people can have that makes a man look beautiful, attractive. Sports. You have seen people that are muscle builders. Their body is sculptured. They deliberately do it. They have designed equipment to build different muscles in your body to make it come out. Leg, thigh, different things, stomach muscle and things like that. Okay? So, that secular training that is available. Number three, natural forces, beauty, handsomeness. Whether you like it or not, some people will be more beautiful and more handsome than others. It's a natural force. Number four is education. Education of various kinds and various shapes. And these are improving things. The things that we learned when I went to school and the way I went to school is not the way that my children went to school and what they're learning. And then there are skills that people can have and acquire in the world. They are natural forces. And then there are talents. Talents that are inborn. That not everybody has, but some have. They are natural. These particular natural forces, when they are developed and they are allowed to function in a human being, they look like grace, but they are not. So you must not confuse natural forces with grace. They look like, they may look like it, but they are not. Number two are demonic forces. There are demonic flows. There are demonic activities that human beings can bring into their lives. All demonic activities that has to do with human affairs is referred to as witchcraft. Witchcraft. When you say craft, craft is a word that defines a set of technical activities that comprise a trade or a profession. So everything that Satan has for his activity for human beings, we refer to it as witchcraft. And witchcraft is always looking for gateways. In computer technology, they talk of some things as window. When you open a window on your laptop, it takes you into a world of certain information, activities and all that. Some people can call it a gate or a portal. So witchcraft is always looking for a window into human life. It's a demonic activity, a demonic operation. Can operate in different things, can bring different demonic personnel to work with people. Amen? Can assist, can hurt, can hinder. There are human beings that are victims of a satanic operation that is holding them down, keeping them from having the result that their labor is supposed to bring. And there are some human beings that are having demonic assistance, that they are having more than the result of their labor, but it's not God. It's a witchcraft operation, so it can work in different forms. And there are things, the thing about demonic operation, witchcraft operation, is that it requires three things from human beings to step into their lives. If those three things are not in your life, this witchcraft cannot enter your life. Number one is sin. Sin, that is a violation of God's law and God's will for man. When a man violates God's law or will, it opens the door for a satanic operation called witchcraft. So when you're talking of witchcraft, it's not only a witch. In Africa, yeah, we talk of witches, but that is just one manifestation of the entire operation of Satan. That is like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Operating with demons and things like that, but it's very much more than that. The second thing is crime. Violation of the laws of man. Open a man to this satanic activity. So when you get into sin, think of it like you are opening a window on your computer. But it's a window into the devil's activity. That this witchcraft, let us imagine that a particular demon is hanging around a particular family. And it's a demon of failure that wants to reduce them not to make it. Whatever has given that demon an opportunity to come in there. And it comes to that family, has their name, this XYZ family, and it begins to look around. It can't enter until the window is opened. It can't enter until he has a portal or a gate to come through. And here is this boy amongst them that just decide not to go to school. Just decide not to take anything serious. And that spirit will look and watch him. Because now this is a spirit of failure. And wait for him to begin to do that. So the door is opening for that spirit to step into that boy's life. And when that spirit steps into that boy's life, because of that activity that he did that opened that door, that spirit will come in, plus every spirit that is associated with it. Okay? And the longer that spirit stays in that young man's life, the stronger that spirit becomes. Just like if you are doing business, you get better and get better. The demon gets better and stronger. And the more he's getting stronger, he invites other spirits to come because they are looking for job to do. They are looking for houses to stay. And that boy, he stays with that boy, wreck him and make him a failure. And he gives birth to children, and that spirit takes a patronage over the lineage from that man and begins to bring those demons in. It entered at a point. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, if any of the seed of that man decide to be serious, that demon will find it difficult to enter, but because he has entered, that person will be struggling, but it won't control that person like he's controlling others that are doing the same things that the ancestors did. Do you get that? When Adam violated God's instruction, Satan entered. That was when witchcraft entered the earth. He never entered the thought of anybody to kill until that happened. And then murder followed, fornication, every evil that you can think of came because Adam and Eve opened that window. Did you get that? The second thing is crime. Violation of the laws of man will bring this witchcraft operation. Anything that Satan is doing that has to do with man is called witchcraft. It's a craft, something designed, defined, strategized, planned to work like a trade. You know, what's your craft? What's this and all that? Do you get what I'm saying? You can call it witch profession. Is that okay? So that's everything that Satan is doing that has to do with man. Number three, that men can do that open the door is occultism. Occultism is when a man decides now to enter into the spirit realm to find out information or engage in activities in the spirit realm without divine permission. Either to find out information about it or engage in activities without divine permission or authorization, then Satan steps in. Different things that people do can go to do consultation, can go to do practices, can go. If, for example, you go to your house after today and you put three stones down somewhere at the back of your house and you begin to conjure, just mentions on it, Yayayu or whatever. Just call any name and say, this stone, you are my shrine. I'll be worshipping this my God called Yayayu. At the first, it's a joke. But if you mean it seriously enough and you continue going there, doing activities to a spirit that you don't know whether it's existing or not, Yayayu, there will be one day that the devil will take you seriously. That boy means it. So he's opened the door. You go and be Yayayu to him. Empower him, and suddenly he discovers that he begins to have power and all that. I feel I'm saying there are people that wish somebody evil, somebody did something and you wish something bad happened to him. As when you begin to wish that and continue wishing that, your thoughts will begin to be visible in the spirit realm, and a spirit will soon come because you open the door now to give effect to that thought. And there are people that have found themselves that say, anybody that does me evil, bad things happen to him. I say, you need deliverance. He didn't know that he has opened a portal in the spirit by that thought, wishing evil to people, for his spirit to be empowering that thought. And if you're listening to me and you have such things going on in your life, that if your parent beat you, something bad will happen to them, there is a portal that is opened in your life because your parents have a right to spank you and they don't have any right to be punished by any spirit. So if your parents spank you for what you did and then something bad happened to your father, you are being assisted by a demon. And God needs to help you and set you free. But I'm not dealing with that today. I'm just explaining to you because many times when you listen to people preach, a preacher may not have this grasp of truth and the anointing to explain, but it can demonstrate. And so it leads to confusion, and people assume that there's something mystical about it. But this is just real. Do you get what I'm saying? If God said don't fornicate, and you keep fornicating, a spirit will come in there. Okay, like I said to you yesterday, the devil is not concerned whether you go to heaven or hell. He's just concerned that you are making impact on the earth. And that's what wants to stop. Praise God. That second force that is in the life of man. So you can see those forces. There are people that are demonically assisted. I have prayed for people. I've ministered to people. I've dealt with. I remember when we first came to Shubham. This girl isn't brilliant, but any student that helped her in class, she will beat him in the exam. Are you following what I'm saying? Obviously, she's not good. The mother gives her things to use. You understand what I'm saying? Some of you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes some parents have given people juju to assist them. And some of you think it as a joke, but it's not a joke. The devil doesn't joke in the spirit. God doesn't take you as a joke. But you may take it as a joke, but if you continue long in it, a demon is going to come because you are opening portals. Do you get what I'm saying? Not every program on television is safe for you to open. Once you have the remote control, the key to that door is in your hand. But when you press it and it opens, do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes you are on your computer and a pop-up of a naked woman come up. You can open it or close it. The power is in your hand. But when you open it, you must also know that you are opening the door to a spirit through your computer. Are you following what I'm saying? Most men that struggle with pornography understand this. That the first time that he pressed that button and watched it, he closed it. But something kept drawing his mind back. Something kept drawing his mind back. That is the spirit attached to that thing, waiting for you to press it to open. Is that okay? Praise God. The first time that David saw Bathsheba taking her bath, that was not sin. And then looked, went back, and came back to look again. Whatever justification for the second look, it is always sin. The second look is always sin. The second look is the opening of the door. I'm not sure what I saw. Is he a woman being or whatever? Now you are justifying sin. The first look is mistake. The first look is attack of the devil. The first look is whatever. The second look is sin. And that's when you open the door. And from that time that David opened that door, the second look, he asked the question, is that girl? And the people were trying to help David. Oga, she's the wife of your very faithful servant. They are trying to, maybe David didn't know. They knew David had a problem with women, but now they are trying to help him. You know, when a driver of a very philanthropic man, it's time to warn his God that woman had bad. He said, where, who is? Okay, tell her to come and see me. I want to rebuke and counsel her. And that's where David is justifying sin. And you know what happened from that point? His children went into incest. Mother entered his family. From that spirit that entered, other spirits came. Did you get that? But then when you see demons working with people, sometimes it can be attractive. People like it. When you admire anything without knowing the power behind it, the power gets into your life through the bridge of admiration. Amen. So don't go and cut your hair like a boxer that you like without knowing that boxer has a problem with drugs. And suddenly you begin to like and have attraction for drugs. What started was an admiration of a boxer and you began to dress like him, but the spirit behind the success will also come to your life through the bridge of admiration. Is that okay? Praise God. Don't just admire a woman that is succeeding publicly. That woman, she's the chairman of this, she's the managing director of this, but that woman is practicing rebellion at home. She is not submitted to the husband. The man is just tolerating and is just whatever. You want to have a home, but suddenly the woman suddenly become your unconscious mentor. And through that bridge, that spirit came to you. You just wonder that your husband said, but look, you have my life, I have my life. Stop, progress me. That spirit has entered your life now. And it won't stop until it break your home and make you look like that woman. We're talking of two things. First is a disposition of God. Grace is first a disposition of God. That is a willingness of God to use his power on the behalf of those that is gracious to.
My answer from heaven. We've got an answer.